Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news coming out of Babylon, Iraq. The literal city of Babylon is alive and well and preparing to become the economic, political, governmental capital of the world. That's the headline. Charlie Dyer comes to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
UNESCO has finally made Babylon, the literal city of Babylon, they've made Babylon a World Heritage Site. Now, that's key, is it not, Charlie?
I think it is, Jimmy, but I think it's finally acknowledging the role that Babylon played in history. Those of us who love the Bible know that it's the first city built following the flood. It's the first of the empires that God named Gentile empires that would exist, of four that would rise before God's kingdom shows up here on earth. We know there's another role to be played still in the future, but that's still to come.
Has it been refurbished much more? Have you been able to get reports about that?
I've actually been trying to follow it. Saddam Hussein put a palace on the first of the hills, the one right above Nebuchadnezzar's palace. Everything that I saw is still there, and really nothing else has been built. If people are familiar with Google Earth, the latest image they have is from about 2004. And then just over by the theater that was built by Alexander the Great, where the U.S. forces and the Polish forces were, you kind of interjected the modern. But otherwise, everything that's on that Google Earth image is everything I walked through.
The fact is that Revelation 18 talks about a literal Babylon. I would agree with that, would you not?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that Jeremiah 50 and 51, and even Isaiah 13 and 14, they all picture Babylon in the day of the Lord, the end times, when Israel's going to be restored to its land. That's when Babylon, it says, is going to be destroyed. John comes along in Revelation, quotes those old prophecies, and says exactly the same thing. It's Babylon being destroyed, Revelation 18, Jesus returning to earth to set up his kingdom, Revelation 19. So we even have the timeline, the rebuilding of Babylon, the energy that's going to go into that city is going to be part of that last seven-year period just before Jesus returns to earth.
Charlie Dyer with the details of his trip to Babylon and its preparation for the future. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Charlie Dyer's report on his trip to Babylon and the preparation for it to become the economic, political, governmental capital of the world lines up with the biblical account of God's plan for this ancient city. Charlie mentioned Isaiah chapters 13 and 14 and Jeremiah 50 and 51 as to the future of Babylon. Revelation 18 reveals the satanic purpose for this city that will be destroyed in 1 hour. That's Revelation chapter 18, verses 10, 17, and 19. Revelation chapter 16 and verse 17 and following reveals God's plan of destruction for Babylon. Babylon will come to power and then be completely destroyed. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...